darkness, everybody, everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, everyone.
That's his darkness.
Oh, okay.
This is darkness of you up in this mug.
Oh, somebody finally decided to show up. Oh, okay.
Nick!
On CP time, as always. CJ on CP time.
I'm on CJ time. Yeah, CJ on CJ.
CJ must got CJ forgotten time. That's what it is.
You know, y'all gotta make these notes, man.
Make
I don't,
these
you know,
notes,
remember.
Okay? You hear this, T1? Make these notes as if we don't have conversations the week beforehand, and then we remind you the day before.
Allegedly,
Man, I'm looking at the damn messages right now. The group message chat reminded you a day before on Saturday.
3 o'clock Cody. 3 o'clock.
Hold on, I'm looking at it right now. Hold on.
Darkness, everybody. Welcome to the darkness.
That nigga changed the subject quick.
Oh, man. We're back again, once again, to the darkness.
324, you son of a bitch. 324 on Saturday.
324 on Saturday.
Looking at it right now.
Y'all like to be on that old shit, don't you?
What?
you mean that?
Today's a new day for the darkness.
You mean that old shit? Yeah, okay.
A new day for the darkness.
Oh, my God.
How are my darkness brothers doing?
When the hell is your birthday?
Woo!
Oh, CJ.
Yeah. Oh, you guys. How are y'all been?
CJ, when's your birthday, nigga?
My birthday is February 2nd.
February 2nd, damn, we need to send your ass a calendar with the fucking dates on it fits in or whatever shit. Me and Cody gonna send you an official darkness calendar to where you can get dates, time, and everything situated on it. I want you to keep that calendar on you at all times.
Ooh, can I buy it off the moviespoiler.com store?
You goddamn right you can, because we're gonna make your ass buy it.
There we go.
I only got one thing to say to that nigga. You have a smartphone. Use that bitch.
He has a brain.
Use that bitch.
Look, man.
Motherfucker.
There comes a time in a man's life when he gets older and things don't go as well as he planned.
I don't know what the pussy was.
You don't need to know none of that.
So you went back to Lana, is what you're telling me.
Anyway,
no!
I can't wait till we get to these reviews, man. I can't wait till we talk about
Cody. I know what he got into. He finally fucked Lindsay. That's what it is.
Oh, I wasn't going to go there. I'm not even implicating anything.
Wayne got to edit that one out. Don't be messing up my dude bear. My dude bear coming back.
All right. Oh yeah, you doing something all right?
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, you hitting something from the back? All right, he got a dark gem up his back.
Oh, don't worry. Lindsay gonna be back on the. She gonna be back on the show with me.
I'm sure she will. I'm sure she'll be in your bedroom show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cody, I don't know if you caught it, but damn, does CJ want to fuck her?
Oh, like I haven't noticed.
You know what? Since we're doing this, since we're on CJ's case, why did you bring us on that show? I was gonna curious.
You know, I don't know either. I probably was drunk. I make bad decisions when I drink, so who knows?
Like I love everybody. People, you gotta set it up here. It's like CJ rushed us. He was just like, "You gotta go on this show with this or whatever." And then when we get on there, that nigga don't even acknowledge us on there.
That is not true. I acknowledge you eventually.
I'm quoting Cody. That nigga did not say. Everything was fine until I actually got P1 on here or whatever, and Cody wasn't talking. This is like, why are we going here then?
It called a show, my friend. You know, that wasn't true. No, go. Shut the fuck up, man.
Everybody know in the darkness we don't bullshit. This is true shit.
Yeah, it's true. It's pretty true on the darkness.
You know what it was, Cody? He was trying to make it not seem so obvious that he was trying to fuck her, so he was just like, I'm going to bring my friends on, you know?
Yeah. That way it won't look so bad.
Nigga, come on. We me and Cody from L.A. We know all the gangs. We know what y'all have for, nigga. Come on.
Yeah, I don't think I took that shit at all.
Yeah. No slickness in that at all, CJ. Your dark ass. saw your dark ass coming a mile a minute, nigga. It was just, all I saw was teeth and eyes.
Yeah,
I knew it was coming.
Ain't them teeth, man.
Them teeth and them gums. Looking at them gums right now, matter of fact, on your Skype photos.
Cheesing his ass off.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, people, welcome to the darkness as we clear out CJ's dirty laundry.
Oh, boy, is that shit dirty.
Some dirty motherfucker, man. That's why you can't remember shit, because you need to clean that motherfucker.
It takes a lot of work to clean out the dirty mind of mine.
Oh, well, you know what? Me and Cody was listening to a former show of ours. Where, why don't you get your moms and get you back in God? And how about that? That'll help you.
Yeah. And that's not going to help at all. If anything, I'll be more confused.
The Lord to help you.
Good old God.
Good old Mama Bear to spread the God to you.
Yeah. I can't go back to that church cave, I tell you.
My God. Damn cave? What the fuck?
No wonder those boys were getting molested in.
Damn.
True fact.
True fact.
Including
DJ. Man. So how was your weekend, man?
Which one? Me or Cody?
Cody.
Shit, I forgot what I did this weekend. I didn't record it.
It's contagious.
Man, dude, I fucking P1, dude. He loves getting me fucked up, dude. I walk in there. What was it, 30 seconds? Shot.
30 seconds.
I was like, God. And I kept drinking beer the entire time. And then I topped it off with that delicious vanilla cognac.
I told you,
man. Or was it Cavassier, I bet.
That vanilla cognac, man. Oh, my. Nah, it was cognac. You're right.
Okay, it was cognac. Okay.
Yeah, that vanilla cognac. Oh, my God. Shit is so smooth. I'm drinking some right now, matter of fact.
Yeah, dude, I was all right to drive home, but as soon as my head hit that pillow, I was out. I was like, I woke up an hour and a half later. I was like, what the fuck happened? My head was thumping.
I was wondering why I didn't hear back from you for a while. Yeah, that was funny as fuck because people, Cody came over my new place to record the movie Spoilers episode, which, by the way, I re-listened to that when I was editing last night. Man, we were some smacking motherfuckers.
What are y'all eating?
My delicious girlfriend made us some chicken, like lemon pepper chicken. She just kept bringing more in or whatever, and then she brought some potato salad and some
fries. So I was like, God damn.
Then we had, like, beer and fucking Smirnoff and vodka shots and shit. And then, you know, I told you I wouldn't mind, man. I told you she just makes food and just brings it to me when I record.
Right.
Well, that's good. You got to keep yourself hydrated and fed.
But as soon as Cody walks in or whatever, he probably sits down. He shows his little beer he brings in or whatever. He sits down, and I clap my hands, go, vodka shots. Come on there. Come on over here, everybody. Come on. Come on, get over here. And me and Cody took these shots of this fucking Mother Russia bullshit, whatever. And I poured our glass all the way to the top and shit. Yep.
She got like third.
Yeah, exactly. That shit tastes like good battery acid. No,
hey, man, that shit's straight from Russia, man. Like that Grey Goose. No joke.
Well, we had an absolute...
Yeah, we absolutely. That was Grey Goose.
Yeah, the girlfriend, I gave her a Grey Goose cherry vodka and shit. I'm like, wasn't that bad? We looked at her and was like, good. You had that cherry scent. Of course it wasn't that bad. Shit, motherfucker. And then you downed about, you had a Toledo beer after that, Torpedo beer, and then you got another one, poured you half that, half and half, and then we started drinking on that beer you brought. And before you came, I had one as well. So, And then we had all them damn chicken wings. I was like, I'm glad. I remember saying on the show, I'm glad we ain't recording the darkness right now, because this would be some racist shit right now. Three niggas.
Well, you got, but you're recording on the moviespoiler.com, so it's always some racist shit going on. Ain't nothing different.
All you hear is, Cody, pour that shit on the ketchup real quick. Pour that ketchup. Yeah, me and the girlfriend was listening to it on the bout. We was having wine last night. We was listening to it too. Like, you smacking niggas. I was like, you should have kept bringing that in. And Cody, you know, it was funny because as you left, the first thing she said is, I think he's going to pass out when he gets home.
Sure enough. Hit me like a ton of bricks, man.
She was like, what kind of friend are you? You just going to let him drive? I was like, he'll be fine. I've seen him worse. Trust me.
It's like that scene from, what do you call it? The Lone Wolf.
Lone Ranger?
I mean, the Wolf from Wall Street.
The Wolf Wall Street.
Yeah.
Cody makes Lone Wolf. Like,
I was thinking Wayne.
Yeah, but Wayne done corrupted your head now. I got you.
That was me and Wayne parody. Parody.
I thought that was you and Wayne's movie, sex tape called.
Yeah.
The Lone Wolf meets another bear.
Wow.
That's pretty much how me and Cody spent the Sunday until we, you know, passed out. Well, I went out and continued drinking, so after that.
Yeah, shit, you were fine. My ass.
I could tell you was probably, like, I mean, the good thing is you had food. You probably would have been fucked up. Sort of.
Yeah, you know, the crazy part about it was I ate as soon as I got back home, too. And even after that, I was still just popping my bed. Done.
That was a good time. You know, and that was much better recording in person, I got to say.
Oh, it is. It is.
That was much better than recording in person. No offense to Skype, but you a bitch. CJ gonna get his black ass out in California now.
I will. I will. I'll make it out there.
So he said.
We got to get you to move out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotta get a job out there.
I mean,
unless you be happy for me to live in your attic, then that's cool with me.
I hear the McDonald's minimum wage went up. Maybe get this.
That's a damn shame.
Oh shit! Maybe you can have Dread 1.5 jobs. I hear he's gonna be down under a little bit now.
I don't even know if he's alive or not. Is he alive? He's dead. Was he on the news or was he not on the news?
Funny thing is, I made that comment is because he didn't comment this week.
Oh.
Oh my God. You know what? If that was him.
Man.
And people, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, this past week, last week, there was a fellow in California or Los Angeles.
Right where Dre was from, too.
And he was talking a lot of crazy stuff about women and masturbating and sex. And
he went on, and how he just really wants some oil bed, and
yeah, and he went on a killing spree and killed like a whole, like some guys and some girls.
I think 16 people were injured and 7 may have been killed, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
something like that or whatever. And then he posted these little videos up of the funny thing is his dad works in movies and he writes to a movie site and
right. Oh my God.
And,
did we do? Did Cody do it?
I could.
He just wanted to help Cody.
Yeah, don't you put that shit on me.
Cody, what'd you
he just wanted somebody to listen to him.
Exactly, CJ. He was your friend. So.
Yeah, pretty much. You know what? I have made friends growing up in high school. I have always had friends that would like end up killing people one day.
Oh.
Like all the people that I would make in college and high school, I knew that one day they would just snap.
Did you guys watch the videos though?
Yeah,
I watched that one.
The last one he did.
The last one, yeah.
I watched all of them today. Or whatever. I was just watching them every other hour and shit. And I was like,
yeah,
man. I like every time I was watching them, just hearing them talk, I was just like, I got that Dread 1.5 in the back of my head. I was just like, that sounds just like that motherfucker. Like.
The thing was, I read his manifest, and he had a manifest of, like, detailing his life, and I'm like, I was just trying to listen for him saying masturbating to a girl in class to the back of her head or something like that. You know, He threw some words in there, but he didn't really detail it out.
Yeah, he threw some words in there. He kept talking about, like, oh, how he was lonely and shit like that. And I was just like, Dredd said the same thing. I was like, man. And then I was looking this week as I pulled it up here when you guys were calling. I was like, I don't see a comment from that motherfucker. I was like, oh, my God.
Man, all the docs are connecting, man. This ain't good.
It's going to be the darkness for real. We're going to be all interviewed.
Yeah, we're going to implicate it for this shit.
You know, Fox News is going to listen to all our old podcasts and edit it together.
Hey, man, we
killed the white man.
We gave him advice. We just told him to jerk off, okay? That's all.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I got to say, like, his whole case pisses me off. It really does. That case pissed me off because I read all. I pretty much spent my whole day just reading up on it and shit and just doing research on it. And hearing all these families come out and these schoolmates and all that shit talking about, oh, it's really sad for this kid, you know. I wish I would have known him so he wouldn't have been so lonely and stuff. It's real sad what he did, but, you know, I'm even sadder that he's dead. I'm like, had that been a nigga or a Mexican, they wouldn't have been feeling sorry for his ass. They'd have been like, lock that nigga up or something like that. I get sick and tired when these little white kids go and shoot something up or whatever. They always go, something was mentally wrong with him. We need to study this. He was, that's what they're talking about right now. It's just like, clearly he was not right in the head. Something was mentally wrong with him. Even though he had full knowledge of him purchasing that gun.
Right.
When the cop came and knocked on his door, he spoke in proper fucking English of saying, nothing's wrong here, officer. You can go ahead and leave. There's nothing here or whatever and shit. But yet, when the motherfucker does something crazy, now all of a sudden, he was mentally unstable. Something was wrong. We should feel sorry for him, if anything. This is not his fault. This is society.
Shit.
I'm like, oh my God. Oh my. Every time a white person does some shit like that, I don't mean to get racist on this, but it's a pattern now at this point now.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Always. That person suffered from some mental illness or whatever. It's some miserability. What about that Mexican in Texas right now? They ain't afraid to give his ass a death penalty and shit. They like, he'll put that nigga in that chair right now.
Come on now, it had to be some mental illness. I mean, a rich kid to go crazy and kill people, that's he got to be mental.
His mental illness, how about this? He was just fucking crazy, okay? I was lonely, and nobody wanted to give me the pleasure I deserve, so I shot
him. I mean, do you read it? I don't know if you read his manifesto.
Read his manifesto. I told you, I did research on this motherfucker all day.
That manifesto, I mean, he hated both men. He hated women for liking asshole guys. He hated men for being
bullshit,
dicks.
Though. That's not a good reason.
There's
nothing mental about that at all.
I mean, if every guy in the world who got upset every time a girl he gave some play to some asshole, then everybody would be dead on the planet.
Thank you. And then did you read about the one where he went to this party one time and he was pushing these girls off this 10-foot ledge and shit?
What?
You see what I'm saying? See, I'm telling you, I've done research on the motherfucker today, whatever. Like, he went to this party, and they were having a party, so I guess he got drunk or something like that, and he just started, he went outside for about an hour, and he was chilling off, the alcohol started wearing off, and these girls came out on the ledge or whatever as well and stuff, and he noticed that they wasn't talking to him, so he just started pushing them off the ledge and shit.
Wow.
So these kids, some of the kids he shot that day, sadly and tragically, they came and told him to stop pushing on them girls like that. So they pushed his ass off the ledge and he sprained his ankle. And he was just like, I'm going to have my vengeance on y'all. I'm just like, dude, you started that shit, dude.
Wow. I didn't know that, man.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I got deep in this. That's the same, you know, that's that same shit that happened down in on the Genesis 6 shit where they was just like, oh, the black kids was beating on these white kids. Yeah, they brought the guns, though, and they disarmed those white kids and whooped their ass for bringing them guns and hanging them nooses, telling them niggas get out of our town and shit like that, whatever. The double standard there on that shit, and that shit irritates the fuck out of me.
Now, what about that guy? Didn't the kid, a rich kid, like, kill somebody and then he got away with it because of mental illness? It happened about 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the rich kid, right?
Yeah, it was like a real rich kid.
I think we talked about it. I think Cody brought it up, if I'm not mistaken. He made a joke about it, but it was, we didn't really go into deep about it, but he brought it up like really brief for that. And I want to say it was about 8 episodes ago or something like that. I can't remember the kid's name, though.
now, but he did something similar. The only thing, he just didn't kill himself.
Because, you know, you're rich and white. You can get off easily.
Pretty much.
It's just like that joke that Paul Mooney makes, whatever. White man has 12 different personalities and murders his whole family or whatever shit. And the judge asks him, why'd you do it? He says, because I have 12 different personalities. And they're like, really? We need to study this. This is interesting. Let's analyze. Put him in a psychiatric home, something like that. Black man does the same thing, whatever. And they ask him, why'd you do it? He goes, I have 12 different personalities. And he says, the judge tells him, well, then, nigga, you need to pick who you want to be, because that nigga's going to jail. That nigga's going to jail. You need to pick Bob, Fred, Tom, where the fuck you want to be today. That nigga is going to jail or get injected right now.
Man, yeah, when I heard that, and you even said Dredd, and I started looking like California, angry about women. Like, Dredd, please don't let this be you. We told you what to do, Dredd. We told you to masturbate. I think we even predicted it. We said, if you don't do something like that.
Man, it's getting too real right now.
Yeah, it's getting a little scary now. I'm about to leave. God, y'all.
Our rating about to get out, go off the roof. We know him.
I'm about to throw my laptop across the wall real quick.
And you know what? No. We did what we were supposed to do. We told his man to stop. We got on his case.
Did you hear about the last thing he did before he shot those people, though? It was he went to the fraternity of the so-called hottest girls there, and they didn't open the door for him, so that's when he just lost it and turned around and started opening fire at people that was just walking by it.
The fuck?
See, that ain't crazy. That's his writing feels like he's self-entitled to pussy. You know?
Yeah, that is an entitlement going on.
He kept talking about, how come they won't give me the pleasure I deserve? Whatever. It's like, what do you deserve, nigga?
Right.
I don't know about y'all, but I believe I deserve some Christina Milian pussy every now and then. But I ain't going up to shoot up a motherfucker whenever a girl tells me no shit. How many times, Cody, we have been up to a place where we have seen the ugliest motherfuckers?
That happens every time. If it doesn't happen, something's going on. Something's right.
And how many times have we done that where, I mean, granted, we do talk to a lot of people, but like, usually it's us starting the conversation. How many times have you seen the girls go to them ugly dudes yet to come up to us?
Right.
Almost every goddamn... And do we ever get that thought of like, I should kill that bitch just...
No.
Ain't got no sense of jealousy like that. Come on.
No, I couldn't give you less of a fuck if I tried.
The worst I would do, I would just go home and just be like, you know what, I'm about to beat my meat like you owe me.
Thanks, dude. What I've been saying, I got my right left hand. And porn. Lots of porn. I was getting tired of it. I was like, man, I don't feel no sympathy for this kid. I don't know. All these people in here writing these articles right now, it's just sad what the society did to him. And so, like, society didn't do shit to that motherfucker.
Man, it's three different types of articles being written. You got people on one side saying, like, you see, this is how men really are. This is what men think about women. That's why they killed so many of them. I'm like, this crazy guy. All right, don't put that on all guys.
Okay,
I've been turned down.
This dude made enough money where he could have hired a fucking prostitute if he was that goddamn horny.
Exactly. Right. Simple.
I ain't trying to say that you should buy a prostitute, but if you as horny as this motherfucker was talking or whatever,
it's just fucking desperate, man. Just go for it. I mean, like, damn.
Buy a mail order bride.
I'm about to say, they got that RussianBride.com bullshit. Apparently, this nigga never heard of Facebook or something where every nigga hit on women on there or something like that. I mean, there's all.
He never heard of OK Chubby. I mean, OK Cupid.
OK Cupid. Chubby. Yeah. Damn, PJ. You a dang nigga.
He never heard of plentyofwhales.com, plentyoffish.com, you know, all those sites.
Apparently he ain't never heard of fuckbook.com. You know what I'm saying?
I know, at least you need to click on one of those ads when you're on one of those porn sites. You click on the wrong ad. Hopefully you talk to a computer.
He makes so much money that he could hire a porn star as an escort to come fuck him.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this right now, even though he did. That's better than any kind of pussy you're going to find at a club or whatever party you fuck is going to. Or something like that. That pussy is trained, okay? Let me tell you that right now. got experience, it's trained, knows what it's doing, it's going to be in and out. There you go.
They know how to make you feel, all that. Little tiny dick motherfucker.
Apparently it was. I got a tip for you, man. You go to the bank, you empty out that motherfucker, and you go to the club and you make it rain in that bitch shit. And if you don't pull no chicks after that, then something must be wrong with your dick or your face. It must look like goddamn. You know what? He did look like Maxi JJ.
Wait, what?
He did look like.
Okay, that bitch. All right, okay.
He looked like Jordan Marquez a little bit, so I don't know. Maybe that's why he get. Maybe he had that listing.
I know he attacked. You know what? It makes sense. He attacked me when he couldn't get none. That just shows he got the gene.
All you do with the RZA doing, just practice martial arts, nigga. Come on. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That kind of enraged me a little bit. I was like, why the fuck are we feeling sympathy for this little bastard? Or whatever? I was like, God damn it, shit, they always do this shit. Always do this shit. Like you said, see that little rich bastard that did it about 4 months ago? That motherfucker that shot at the theater? Oh, what were they trying to blame it on this time? They blamed it on a, one of the killings was on a,
Mass Effect.
Not Mass Effect. What's that? Seth Rogen.
Wait, what?
This critic came out and said the reason why this kid did it is because of Seth Rogen and Judd Apatow movies, whatever. That Neighbors movie just shows how sex is so important to college students or whatever that they can't let. And I was like, oh my God. Okay. Here we go. I wish I could remember that bitch's name who wrote that. I think her name was it. Like, personally, I don't even like Seth Rogen that much, but I'll defend him at this point, whatever. That bitch is stupid, whoever wrote that. I think her name was Ann something or whatever. Stupid-ass critic bitch or whatever and shit. Talk about Neighbors is the reason why this person did this.
Look at Neighbors of all movies.
If anything, it should have been Spider-Man with Electro.
Yeah.
Good point.
With that fucking music playing in the background, that'd make anybody go crazy.
They won't have sex with me.
I'm telling you, somebody asked if I was joking about that music for The Dark Knight. I was just like, man, that'll turn you into a real serial killer. You hear that shit. I mean, you just rewatch that scene, hear that music, and you just interpret it with your own words like, they won't have sex with you. They won't have sex. That should have drive you fucking insane or whatever. She tried to blame it on Neighbors or whatever, and Seth Rogen pretty much came out and called her an ignorant bitch. So.
Good.
So, and there she is. I wish I could remember that bitch's name so I can call her out too. I hope that bitch ain't from LA because we got enough stupid problems going on.
I don't know, just to go blame it on the. I mean, I saw some article trying to blame it on World of Warcraft.
Oh my God.
You know, I'm like, no. Come on. This dude is already, he was just crazy. He was already mentally unstable or whatever.
Or like when Grand Theft Auto 5 came out and them kids shot up or whatever and they were just like, Grand Theft Auto 5 caused this or whatever. Yeah, a billion other people bought this shit too as well, and yet only two people went on it. So yeah, that really justifies that whole point. That shit is the most retarded thing in pop culture media today is that video games, comics, or movies, or TV shows create series. I'm like, that's a stupid. Someone actually told me that in person like a month ago too, and I just looked at her and was just like, I'm just going to agree with her so she don't go into the conversation any longer because right. If she say something else, I'm going to be like, bitch, you stupid as fuck. You got to be the stupidest fucking bitch. I was like, I grow up playing games and shit, and you don't see me want to go out there and murder up nobody and shit.
Oh, yeah, man, I haven't watched an R-rated movie since I was like 5 and shit. I haven't done a fucking thing.
I know. I saw me.
Remotely close to fucking killing somebody or causing some type of torment or anything like that.
My mom took me to go see New Jack City and The Posse.
God, you know.
I know, right? Rated R movies because she couldn't get a babysitter, you know. Still, not, I haven't killed not one person yet. So
that's the problem with America is instead of putting some fucking niggas in some goddamn jail holes or whatever, said we want to sit there and analyze why a motherfucker doing this and shit like that. It's like
analyze the dead.
Yeah.
Do you think we could have prevented this if we would have took his video games away? No, bitch. That motherfucker was destined to do this shit, okay?
That's like trying to predict, stopping lightning from striking.
Exactly.
I never get that. I was watching this, the most dangerous prisons around the world and shit, and the prisons in other countries, the inmates in there, they just like, fuck it, I did it because I wanted to do it or whatever, because I was crazy like that shit. You get to America, all these goddamn excuses and shit that we're trying to make, and about like, the video game made me do this. the movie made me do this. All these violence in the movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you a bitch too for saying that shit when you was running from government.
Oh, he did, didn't he? Son of a bitch.
In your ass, when you get back in the movies, what's the first fucking thing he does? Expendables.
Expendables, yep.
Fucking sabotage. You fucking piece of shit.
Backpedaling. Son of a bitch. Fuck him, dude.
Because everybody want to blame everything else except their own responsibility. Yeah.
Always have an excuse. Can't just have stupid people.
You know it's bad when the Darkness brother tell you you some stupid ignorant people.
Yes,
I know, right?
You know it's bad when we tell you stop asking people.
Yeah, you know your priorities are fucked up when we tell you this shit.
The world is succumbing to the darkness. The light not doing its job. It is the darkness.
Oh, man.
Bring that light to the darkness, baby.
Irony for your ass right there.
How's your weekend, though, CJ? Let's get some light now.
Oh, man, my weekend was wonderful, man.
I bet it was, nigga, because you forgot about us.
Yeah.
You know what? I did not forget about you guys. I was trying to catch that X-Men movie so I can join in and do a review with you, but I couldn't get there in time. I was too busy juggling family because I have family from out of town come in. So I'm here wrangling, trying to get tickets for them to go see it. So I'm on a moviespoiler.com website, ordering off the tickets from Fandango. Mm-hmm. And then I tell them, look, the movie starts at this time. I need to get back home to record. And then all of a sudden, so I'm at the theater. They walk in, and I left them the tickets so they're going to take in and get scanned. They don't get the ticket scanned. They just walk in the theater.
Oh, my God.
And I'm looking at them. My mom, she got the paper, and she's like, I got the paper. What's I'm about to do with the paper? Are you about to get it turned in to get scanned? How you get it? Wait, how did auntie get it? Wait, how did my sister get in here? How did all three of y'all get in here without paying for the ticket? Oh, okay.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Pretty much.
I sat down and I
saw the person. I don't think the ushers give a fuck. I snuck a whole box of pizza in the theater one time or whatever. I even tried to hide that shit like as if it was hiding or whatever. I put it on the side of me and was just like, yeah, one please. Motherfucker looking right at it and shit. He's going to the theater. He's like, you smell that? It's like a barbecue pizza of this bitch.
He don't serve this shit. Oh, well, fuck.
A big ass box in a crowded theater just eating. This shit good, ain't it, y'all?
Now, granted, I'm sitting in there about to watch the movie. Now, when I don't know about y'all, but when I'm watching a movie, I get into that movie frame of mindset where everything's dark around me. It's only my eyes on the screen, you know. Mm-hmm. It takes over. And I'm sitting there. My auntie, she nudged me. Huh?
That's what the movie is supposed to do.
Exactly. But then not when you got your family next to you asking you questions about the movie. Like, who's shit. That? Who's this? I'm like, no, don't do this. Don't talk. Please don't talk.
He wanted a second. Y'all shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. But it was fine. I was able to enjoy that wonderful film, man. The great film, the X-Men.
Days of Future Past. Not first.
Me and Cody don't know what you're talking about.
What?
We can't tell you our feelings of the movie because this ain't a review, so we're going to say that just in case we decide to do one.
All right, well, we all say that then. Now, I'll tell you what I think of it later.
Okay, me and Cody hated it, though.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Cody,
you're the most sincere I ever heard you, CJ. Goddamn.
The fuck?
Hey, we can turn that dude's world upside down with that shit.
That nigga has like, you see people see that just be like, well, I guess we'd have to agree to disagree. That nigga went to the Chicago came out this nigga. Okay.
See, I remember hearing you know, last week we were recording, you were kind of giving hints, like, I always saw that movie. I was like, what? But I try to ignore it, you know, because I didn't want your opinion to color mine. Because you had that P1 voice already. Because you guys know, when he doesn't like something, he goes like, nah, I don't like it.
That, you know, damn well that ain't me. I go, fuck that movie. I hated it.
No. When you want to keep it secret until you do your review.
I like it. If I tell you I don't like it, I say I fucking hated that movie.
When you want to keep a secret for your, you know, save it for your review,
if you're going to do a P1 impression, then do that shit right. I'll never say I don't like it. I say fuck that movie. It was a piece of shit. Okay.
Yeah, after you did your review, my friend. Okay.
I ain't giving them a rating. I'm just telling you, if you're going to do a P1 impression, do that shit right.
I didn't do it right.
Oh, you did? You
like it last week.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. That bullshit, nigga. It's, yeah, I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. That movie was garbage. It's a piece of shit or whatever. Yeah, that's a P1 impression.
Wow. Well, okay. Well, man. Well, what? It could be a whole another show, man.
Oh, yeah. Me and Cody going to break lines, man. We didn't like it, dude.
Yeah, man, that's probably one of the biggest fuck yous I've seen in a while.
Cody, I think Cody, me and you both agree Godzilla was better, right?
Yeah, I think so.
No,
man, none of that shit. That is bad. That one only had like 20 minutes going for it.
Yeah. Cody, can we just get on the acting and X-Men? I mean, goddamn, it was bad.
Are y'all trolling? Y'all got to be trolling right now.
I wish I could say I was trolling, CJ. I wanted to like this movie, man, but fuck.
Hey, Cody, if he would have showed up on Sunday, we could have explained our reason why, but he's just not to wait now, you know?
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah, sorry, CJ, but, you know, you're just going to have to wait now until a review goes up, me and Cody and you, so, you know.
Oh, my God. All right, well, we're going to...
Man of Steel was better, personally.
Woo, man. Yeah, I hate to say
now
it,
now you
man.
Just got Lady of Steel wet now, just for saying that.
Why would I say that, though? She likes Cody, not me. I'm just giving an honest opinion, and you know I'm being honest.
Are you still drinking? You are drinking right now.
I've only had two sips so far.
That's enough.
No, it's not.
You need to put down that bottle. Hey, at this point.
You do realize drunk P1 is the same as the sober P1, right?
That's like flammable and non-flammable.
I was about to say, still loud, still flirting, still a pervert. You know, still. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only thing different is it's amped up a little bit more. That's it.
My God, man, I can't wait. You know what? If we don't, we gotta get to this like sometime on next episode of whatever this is, the Darkman. Goddamn,
that nigga gonna fuck through the bear. I heard
that. I'm just really surprised and shocked, man.
I'm shocked too, man. I thought Bryan Singer coming back. This is gonna be like sort of a renaissance for the franchise, but
damn,
no.
I guess,
I mean, where did Bryan Singer?
You know,
where did Bryan Singer touch
say,
you guys?
I'm not gonna even say anything.
You know what, Cody? I guess we were wrong. We thought CJ was going to be with us on this. So I guess he's not, though. So,
yes, sir.
So it's going to be an interesting review then.
Yeah. No, it really is. It really is.
I can't wait then. So, yeah. CJ, see, you should have showed up on Sunday. We could have gave you our honest, our opinion of how we felt about it. Because me and him went into deep explanation about why we didn't, really. It was some shit in there that just... It was a boring summer film.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a bit uninspired. I mean, not even a bit. What the fuck I'm talking about? It was very uninspired. The fuck?
Yeah, I thought X3 was better, personally.
Okay, I'm done.
I thought that bottom.
Look, if we're going to save this for another time, then we need to save it for another time.
All right, cool. Well, yeah. Cody, we'll save for him. I mean, you got any topics now to throw out there?
Actually, I do.
Okay, well then, let's get into that.
Speaking of X-Men, and Marvel related, not really Marvel related since X-Men is at Fox. But anyway, I'm sure you guys heard about all the madness of Marvel this past weekend.
Oh my God, there is so much Marvel news. I mean, did you hear about Daredevil getting casted?
Yep, I was just about to bring that up.
Okay, I was going to say, did you hear that it's been confirmed Channing Tatum will get his solo Gambit film?
Yeah, goddamn. As if X-Men has fucked me over enough this past week.
I know, exactly. CJ, see, more reason why we didn't like the film as well. So CJ, you're going to get some tidbits here and there. We're going to tell you, though.
Oh, no, I don't want to hear none of y'all
tidbits. Edgar Wright leaving on Marvel? I mean, a lot of Marvel shit going on.
A lot. But, yeah, I guess we'll start off with the cast news. Let me see where I get this link up.
Yeah, I forgot the guy's name. I'm not going to lie. I remember what show he
was. It's the guy from that movie Star Kid.
Star Kid.
What the fuck?
You guys don't remember? You remember that movie?
But CJ, he's a Stardust, man.
Stardust. Oh, okay. I thought he was the guy from Star Kid.
What the fuck?
You remember Star Kid?
I remember Star Kid. This kid, this guy was not. He was nowhere near. I can't
believe. Okay. Anyway. God damn it.
Cody, what's so funny about him? He sounds so confident. He's
so sure about that.
I thought that kid grew up. That's why.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting his news via superherohype.com. Charlie Cox of Stardust, not Star Kid, Stardust fame, and Boardwalk Empire has been cast as the mailing officer, Mr. Matt Murdock.
You guys watch Boardwalk Empire?
I do not. I hear it's fantastic. I know I need to get on that show, like, immediately.
It is fucking fantastic, I must say. I love that guy. Oh, I don't love that guy, but I love the show, and that guy is pretty damn good in it, and I personally think he can pull a Daredevil off.
Yeah, because I've seen a few pictures of him with, like, longer hair and shit. I'm like, oh, I think he can pull the look off. I was kind of skeptical at first, look-wise. I'm like, oh, I think he can do it.
Did you guys also hear the news about the whole series, too, is how they're gonna have their, like, I think it was their seven solo episodes, then it's all going to come together as one as the Defenders at the end of the each season?
Right. It's actually 13 episodes.
13 episodes? Yeah, I was going to say 16 for some fucking reason.
They're doing it's Daredevil, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, yep.
Yeah, and Jessica Jones and Iron Fist, yeah. That is going to be fucking spectacular. Mm-hmm. If they can definitely tie that in as well with the Agents of the S.H.I.E.L.D. shit.
Yeah, that would only make sense.
As far as the S.H.I.E.L.D. shit goes, I mean, like, you know, the whole Hydra thing and infiltrating and all that stuff, whatever.
Right.
They can keep that somehow going or whatever, because that would be awesome to see on TV now, superheroes teaming up.
Oh, yeah.
So I am definitely looking forward to it. I personally love that idea of Marvel doing that, of getting their smaller, minor characters on the whole Netflix TV deal thing as well. I think that's fucking amazing, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm just happy we might finally get to see a decent adaptation of Daredevil on the screen. You know? Man, Daredevil, he is a fantastic character, and I don't think he's been done justice yet, so.
He's had a great run in the books for, like, mm-hmm. the past 3 years now.
Yeah.
I would say, like, he has not had, and I haven't read every issue, but I've read a couple of years and stuff. I can't remember the last bad graphic novel he's had, like, in recent memory.
Right.
And I rewatched that movie, too, and, man, they were really trying to go for a dark tone in that movie, and it just...
Yeah, they...
They did not know what the fuck they were doing with that movie.
We had those cartoonish ass villains. It just didn't jive.
Not even that. You had that, and then you had Elektra, you know, floating around, stabbing sandbags in her apartment.
Listen, Evanescence and shit.
Oh, my. Oh, Evanescence. Oh.
Bring me up. Damn. Bring me up. Bring me up. I was like, damn, this is a music video. And you guys remember that music video, though? They had Daredevil, like, climbing the walls. What the hell?
Man, that whole movie felt like a music video. I'm not gonna lie.
It was a terrible music video.
Oh my god, that shit was that whole movie. And I thought Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner did what they was given to do. I think they get more shit in that movie more than anything. And I think that I thought they played it fine as far as what they were given.
Right.
But I think they both can do a whole lot better than that shit that they were given.
I don't know. Gardner, she was pretty terrible at Electra Nachos. So, that whole training montage, man, the whole
fight. I think
fighting.
She can do a better job if she was given the right script.
I don't know, man. And then, the only thing I liked about it was...
The woman can act.
What's his name? What's the guy name? The Irish guy?
Colin Farrell, hemming it up like a motherfucker.
Man, he was kind of funny. He killed that little old lady with a peanut.
That nigga was like Jigsaw from the Punisher Warzone. That's on the par of acting he was. And then you got this serious character over Daredevil. Was like, maybe I should hang up the cable. Nigga, you ain't Batman. Stop, please.
Not yet.
Oh, yeah, not yet. motherfucker's been mean mugging in front of the camera lately. Whatever. He's just like, he is truly trying to get in this role. I'm just like, damn, dude.
Method action, man. Method action.
I don't know. And I don't know, we talked about it, but that little Batman memes. That
sad Batman you're talking about?
I don't get it. Man, the internet is one crazy place. I don't
know. A few funny ones. I don't know.
I don't get it. You got Batman pushing a swing.
That's actually one of the ones I thought was funny.
You got the Donnie Darko music playing in the background with Batman. I'm like, what is this? What is going on?
Man, that's the internet, man.
Talk about they take a joke. I mean, you talk about us taking a joke.
All right.
The internet.
You might have a point. You might have a point.
I'm with you, though, Cody. I'm interested to see a righteous Daredevil. Yes. I think Daredevil would be better for TV. I think it has a lot to do with that character, and he needs his hour time frame for 13 episodes.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, because not only is Daredevil interesting, Matt Murdock is also interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A blind lawyer.
Exactly.
A blind lord that's fucking a hot girl, yeah. God damn, Jennifer. I was rewatching that with Jennifer Garner. It's fucking hot, man. I was like, look at her in them damn gels. Like, man, I can see why he started fucking that.
He's trying to find some braille on her nipples.
I can definitely see why Bullseye was acting like a goddamn fool in that movie now as well. I can see why. You, me, let's play. What the hell is this? Who the hell was the director that told him, yeah, act like this?
Throwing in collection plates.
Hey, I got an idea for a Daredevil movie. Let's throw a pastor in there, and Daredevil's going to talk to him every now and then. Whatever. Like, that's what the people really want to see, yeah.
Yeah, they want to see him go to church.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mama Bear produced that.
Yeah, I think she did, too. All right, now you got to take your ass to church. You're going to tell the Lord to get that devil out of you so you can become a dare angel.
Next time I see you, I want to be seeing dare angel, not daredevil. Yeah.
Man.
Had that ending like at the end of that second Ghost Rider film where he's just like, the fallen angel has come to take over me now. I am Johnny Blaze, and I'm the Ghost Rider.
Oh, man, some bullshit.
Okay, yeah. Right. Speaking of Marvel, I looked up on Screen Rush. I remember I talked about them when we had Martin on the show. We did our best work on how they put Arrow, the best TV show of 2013 and shit.
Oh, God.
Because I told you, they sucked DC's dick. They put together 30 films of the worst from best Marvel movies, whatever. So it starts from the worst one. Why was Punisher Warzone number 10?
Wait, what?
As the best. Like, it goes worst to best. So they started from 30, which is worst, and it goes to best as number one. And number 10 was Punisher Warzone.
Okay.
By the way, the first direct. Iron Man was number 15.
Oh, okay.
That guy, I'm telling you, that dude slept with the director. That's how he did it.
Matter of fact, Ang Lee's Hulk was above the Edward Norton's Hulk. I was like, okay, what is this?
Hey, you can't hate on the Hulk poodles.
I think he put Ghost Rider as number 30. I was like, yeah, the Fantastic Four was way worse than Ghost Rider was. Okay, so who the fuck wrote this list? Who was in the top five? I wish I could remember. But yeah, he was like, he said number 10 was a Punisher Warzone. He was just like, nobody, she was like, give credit to this director, the acting, the talent here, whatever, because this is the funnest superhero movie you'll ever see, whatever. And the way the director takes his, takes her directing choice with it is just outstandingly perfect. I was just like, all right, now I joke about that goddamn movie a lot, but no, hell no. Hell no. Wouldn't recommend that in nobody's top 10 list.
Fuck no.
She's like, it's a shame this movie didn't make the money. There's a reason why that movie didn't make no money. But I am pumped to see that Ghost Rider. I can't wait for 2015, man. That is
Ghost Rider.
Either the biggest year in TV and film history or the fucking biggest disappointment of
Hey.
Now, you got to have two guys in red outfits fighting for the ratings. You got to have The Flash on one station. Then you got to have Daredevil on Netflix.
I never thought about that. That's a good point.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going to be better between The Flash or Daredevil.
I think I have an idea.
Oh, you think so?
I was about to say, let's go by property and track record. I think I have an idea as well. And as far as me not liking Smallville and Arrow, yeah, I can only see which one I'm not going to give a fuck about. definitely not going to give a shit about that. So.
But before we got excited, some other news pertaining to Daredevil. And I don't know if you guys remember or not, but Drew Goddard.
Goddard.
Yes. He was attached to it.
Yes, he was.
Yes. But he was also attached to a little property known as the Sinister Six as well.
That's right.
And apparently there were some schedule conflicts going on, and he bit off more than he could chew, so he unfortunately had to drop this the Daredevil pilot in order to do the Sinister Six bullshit for Sony. So
Sinister Six must have been paying more. That's what that shit was.
I don't know how. They don't have any money to pay more.
Because, you know, straight to Netflix, I can imagine these actors probably getting, like, the lowest cut possible. But I'm pretty sure they're getting more than usual. You know, anyway, it's just a lot of money. Let's just say that, whatever. But I'm pretty sure that feature film was probably offering them a lot, because he's going to probably be in two films. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely pick with the 13 episodes that could either lead into a bigger thing, which is called Avengers 3, possibly, to guest starring on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and having your series, because we already know it's only 13 episodes, it's going to get a second season. That's a known factor right at this point. These heroes shit don't fail. And plus, it's Netflix. Netflix guarantees second season these days now. So, so he's going to be joining up for probably two. To where we already know one was the Defenders, and then possibly they could be throwing him in the movie franchise. So I think I would have went with a better business deal here and just jumped on that Marvel bandwagon.
Yeah, especially since now these Sony movies are losing money nowadays.
Thank God.
And I think the fans are really catching on.
Good.
Or at least the general audience. So
I would say that, but then it made over $600 million worldwide. So I'm
that is true, but then again, you gotta think, how successful can a Sinister Six movie be without Spider-Man, apparently? I don't know if that's what they're doing for sure, but I'm just wondering, what is the exact approach to this movie? I'm just...
Right, who gonna be their protagonist?
Yeah. Is this gonna be them, like, Robin Banks saw the fucking movie or what? Like, I don't...
Goddamn sense, to say the least. I definitely would have went with the Marvel choice here. And like you said, the only way people, if you really want to see that Spider-Man with the Avengers, the only way that's ever going to happen is if you stop seeing these Spider-Man movies today, right now, when 3 comes out or whatever fucking spinoff is coming out first, whatever, you don't pay to see that shit at all.
No.
And Sony starts figuring out that this property ain't making the money they thought it was, they will sell that shit to Marvel because they will offer them a price for that motherfucker. Now, X-Men, y'all need to leave that alone. They find their own universe. Too many guys.
Yeah, they already getting their money. They got their money good, so. They reinvigorated this whole X-Men. They can redo it all over.
There you go, man.
All right, CJ, man, you speaking a bit too much right now, man. I don't know about
all
that.
Yeah, you are. Calm down with all that shit now.
Excuse me if I'm speaking the truth, but let's continue.
You ain't speaking no truth, man. Last time I checked, Godzilla and Spider-Man is better than X-Men right now. That's
what
I'm just saying. It only opened up with $9 million, and other people opened up.
You can't say he's wrong. He's right. He is right.
So, I'm just saying. Throwing that out there.
Continue, Cody.
To step into his place is showrunner Stephen S. The Knight from Spartacus. So, I don't know if you guys were into Spartacus or not, but I think the show had a pretty decent following. I heard pretty good things about that show, so I don't know. Maybe you can be a decent replacement. So
I think it's a good show. I never watched a full season of Spartacus. I watched episodes now and then, kind of went off of it because, that's at the time when that show was getting bigger, what it was, that's when all the other goddamn shows started coming around. It's like, well, I gotta start picking shows now. So, I think it'll be fine, personally.
All right. Yeah, but I'm hoping for the best for this Daredevil show, man. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to all of this, man. I 2015, like I said, that is either going to be the biggest year in film and TV history, or it's going to be the biggest disappointment for fanboys all over the world. Because you got Avengers 2, Star Wars, even though we don't give a fuck about it. Jurassic World. What else is coming out? There's a lot of
shit.
Ant-Man. I think there's another Marvel movie coming out. Is there a DC movie coming out?
I don't think so.
Oh, you get Flash. You give a shit about CW, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Who gives a shit about CW on this goddamn site? Got a goddamn soul, okay?
Hell no.
Except for Cody's brother.
That exactly. Unfortunately. Oh, man. So sad.
What you're talking about. You should watch
it. Oh, man, but... What are we going at? Oh, shit, we're almost at an hour right now. I was going to pull up another story. I don't know if we got time.
We can go for it quick.
Okay. All right, well, here's a quick little story for you. You guys like TV shows?
Yeah, they're okay, I guess, you know. Movies are great, though.
Yeah. Do you guys like miniseries at all? Do you prefer, like, full-on run-on shows or miniseries?
I mean, if they're quick and they're good, then yeah. That's good.
Okay.
As long as it don't take up CJ's time, then yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, next question. Do you guys like Quentin Tarantino?
No.
Hell no.
He doing Roots? Is he doing Roots?
Don't speak too soon. Do you guys like Django Unchained?
Hell no.
Oh, my God. I was joking, Cody. Stop. Stop.
Oh, CJ. Okay. This article comes from...
Rumor.
Nope. This article comes from IGN. Headline reads, Quentin Tarantino wants a Django Unchained TV miniseries.
Oh, have black people suffered enough at the hands of him?
Okay.
I thought when we had movies like 42 and 12 Years a Slave come out, I thought we was on the progress away from people like Django Unchained, but this nigga... I'm serious right now, people. If Quentin Tarantino's asking for a TV show, they're going to give it to him. That's just how much power he has in Hollywood. If he asks for it, they're going to give it to him.
Yeah, we shall see. But, story goes, at the recent Cannes Film Festival, the director, he told the audience he has about 90 minutes worth of material from Django that what hasn't been seen.
As if we need to see more.
That movie was already almost 3 hours. And that shit going on, basically.
You can feel it. You can feel how long it was.
This nigga has horse dancing in that motherfucking movie. Okay, what else do you need to see?
Yeah, but that's
what is shit do you need to see?
An extra 90 minutes worth? Seriously?
Oh, my God. All right, first thing I got to say is the nigga already pissed me off with that movie talking about, I don't know why people are laughing at this movie. It's not meant to be a comedy. I'm trying to special effects. I'm trying to capture effects of what it's like to be a slave and stuff like that, man, you know? Oh. I'm trying to show people what it's like to be in at this time or whatever. Why the fuck are you playing Rick Ross music, man? How the hell is that Jonah Hill scene in here then? Whatever? You going to sit up here and tell me this ain't a comedy? All right, I understand Quentin is a racist, but goddamn it, if you don't think this is a comedy, you a racist.
This movie was a straight-up comedy. Go ahead.
I would have gave him props for him admitting that it was a comedy, but for him to try to say it's a serious film, it's like Shawshank Redemption or something like that for black people, I'm like, no.
He put it on the level of 12 Years a Slave. He said it. It's a quote.
Man, that is the insults to end all insults. My God.
I'm like, if you ask for some water and somebody shit and piss in a cup and say, here you go. This is the nutrients that you asked for.
The motherfucker is dead serious when he said, I don't know. Like he said, he was like, I'm offended that people are laughing at this, my movie Django. That movie was not meant to be funny or whatever. Yeah, I wanted this to be serious. I wanted to create a hero for black audiences around the world, whatever. And I want them to feel like they're being empowered. Or like, see, every time a director used that word empowered, It just that word just never mixes with directors for some reason. Yeah, I think directors need to stop using that word in general. We need to ban that word from Hollywood because that word empowerment and shit like Django just does not go together.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys feel like when you walked out of Django that you wanted to buy your little Django costumes and put him a poster on your wall and be like, man, that's my new hero?
Fuck no.
Uh. CJ's probably like, I didn't see nothing wrong with that. What are you talking about?
You know what? Now, I didn't see anything wrong with the Samuel Jackson character, but everybody always compare me to that character for some reason. Everybody compare me to that and Uncle Ruckus. I don't know.
That nigga was so coonish that how could you not laugh at him and not take him like, there was no bit of his role did you find serious whatsoever. What? Quentin Tarantino either got to be the worst director ever, or he straight out is a racist to figure out to sit there and say that this movie's not a comedy. So you mean tell me you sat there and actually filmed them Samuel Jackson parts, didn't crack a smile or nothing? You took that straight seriously? Like, come on, man.
And the thing about it was, I was so bored watching that movie that I was thinking of my own plot. Like, I thought Samuel Jackson raised that little, raised the white kid from a kid to an adult, and Samuel Jackson was the brains behind the operation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of Leonardo DiCaprio. But then I was like, nope.
That probably would have been better. That movie gets by on the talent that's in it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I don't know. And personally, Tarantino doesn't have a goddamn thing to do with none of that, neither. So,
yeah. That movie is like a hot girl with AIDS. Yeah, fuck her because she's hot, but no, she still got AIDS.
Well, that didn't stop Matthew McConaughey and Dallas Buyers Club. He's like, oh, he had it too, though. Never mind.
Yeah, he had it too. Yeah, that's exactly why. We could have gave it to that boy before he could have killed everybody.
I personally don't get like that movie in general. Jamie Foxx, oh, he's such a great actor after Django. I'm just like, he didn't do shit in that movie.
He didn't do
anything in that movie. Jamie Foxx was a plot device to say the N word.
Basically, all he did in that movie was tell little horse to dance. That was it.
Exactly, and shout out to Snowman.
Yeah.
I remember I went to go take a piss. Because I was just like, this movie's about to end. It's about to end. And it went on for another. I was just like, all right, I'm going to go piss. I came back and I see the horse dancing, and then him shooting, like, they have a flashback of him just shooting a snowman. I'm just looking, I'm just like, why the fuck was that even in this scene? I don't even, who was the editor on this goddamn film? This ain't a comedy. He was literally getting pissed off in interviews when they were telling him about that shit. He was just looking at them like, I don't think I should answer your question right now because you're irrelevant to me right now. I'm just like, oh my God.
If you would have had some cocaine for him and some cocaine feet, and he would have answered that question.
He's the type of guy that, I think if he hung around any of the Darkness Brothers, we would ditch his ass. I don't think we'd stick around long enough with him.
No, we wouldn't be his type of darkness that he wouldn't hang around.
No, we ain't Arisa.
We have too much self-respect.
Arisa would probably be talking shit to him, but he don't know it because he can't understand a word that nigga says sometimes.
I love the plan what you do. What you do, you did the nigga. You my nigga. You not the nigga, but then my nigga.
Like, I bet Quentin is probably cool for that first 10 minutes. Then that nigga gets to keep on talking, and he just be like, all right, I'm about to go this way. I'm about to go this way. That nigga keeps following you and talking and shit.
You're like, hey, man, with the hookers and the cocaine in the feet. Yeah.
Hey, man, you want to be in Django Part 2? Come on now. No, not really, man. Hey, I got a check here for $50,000. When do you want me to put that mask on?
Thank you, Cody, for making me look forward to Black History Month now.
Oh, my pleasure, my friend. My pleasure.
Black History Month of the Darkness when that comes out. So,
So yes, people, look out for that 4-hour miniseries. I guess if it gets greenlit, I don't fucking know. Who gives a shit?
Darkness at the TV show. There we go.
Darkness TV just show. For you, Quentin. Just for you, self-entitled bastard.
Can't wait to watch this shit. I am going to watch it. I cannot wait to see this shit. Just can't wait to see what he does with it. Anyway.
I guess it's time for questions now, right?
Yeah, let's get into some questions and comments now. Quentin pissed me off now. Amethyst Chaos, he says, I'm not sure if you have been asked this, but what are your feelings about the people at the Academy Awards that do not watch all of the films being nominated when deciding which films are nominated and or win for any nominated categories? Personally, I never thought they watched any of them films.
I say fuck them to those people, because those people probably got really good jobs. They're probably not even working. They have plenty of time to watch movies. And for you to not even do your job, you only have one job. Mm-hmm. It's to watch a movie and rate it. And you can't even do that? You got to lie and bullshit? Fuck those people.
I heard a lot of them didn't even watch Dallas Buyers Club for 12 Years a Slave.
That wouldn't surprise me.
It's too brutal. It's too gruesome. Why can't there be fun movies like Gravity?
Oh my God, yeah. Gravity.
You know they were sucking that movie. They're just like Gravity.
Man. Gravity was a 10-minute scene out of a real movie.
I'll tell you this right now. You know what the Academy is full of? It's a bunch of old fucks. You know what Gravity is for? That's old sci-fi films for old fucks. Okay, because that's the only time if they see something like Elysium or something like that compared to Gravity. Elysium is a stupid sci-fi film. Granted, half of it is, but that's a stupid sci-fi film. When they see something like Gravity. This ain't real. This is sci-fi. This is what sci-fi should be. Granted, it ain't even fucking sci-fi neither. They don't even know the fucking difference of it. So they're just going to be like, people want us to vote for sci-fi? Here we go then, whatever. So
I see some stars up there. Yeah, it's sci-fi, right?
Yeah. They're in space. I don't know if people can go to space yet.
When the last time we saw stars, yes.
Exactly.
I think that motherfucking Resident Evil kept saying stars. Fuck that movie. Carol, she says, what do you guys think of what Mark Cuban said? Everyone is prejudiced. Do you guys think he was being sincere or was he just talking out of his ass? And people, if you don't know Mark Cuban, he's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
What's up with these owners pissing off the people that pay to go see them?
Granted, Mark Cuban, he does have a point, I think. I mean,
I agree to disagree with him. I do think everyone is prejudiced, but I remember his whole statement on that statement is actually longer than that. He said, everyone is prejudiced. If I see a black guy in the middle of the night walking the street with a hoodie on, I'm going to cross the street.
Obviously.
I kind of took offense to that personally, because my offense to that is, when the fuck was it that a black man would have just wearing a goddamn jacket, now he's a suspect all of a sudden and shit?
Maybe
because I grew up in Compton or whatever, that I've seen this is nothing to me or whatever and shit like that, but goddamn Mark Cuban, you ain't never going to be walking on the fucking street in the middle of the night, ever at all. So you're a fucking billionaire, right? You ain't never mind this problem. I
know. He learned his lesson from Bruce Wayne's parents.
I find it a very, because first of all, I go running in the morning and I wear black sweats, black hoodie, and a beanie on my head, whatever and shit. Does that make me, like, a black man just because he wears a hoodie at night, what does that make him a fucking suspect now? I mean, shit. Now, granted, you should be suspicious, but at the same time, every motherfucker is suspicious. Well, how come motherfuckers ain't suspicious of motherfuckers that wear trench coats all of a sudden? Because the last shootings have happened, whatever, a white man's been wearing a fucking trench coat, but yet that ain't a goddamn prime suspect yet.
I'm always suspicious of a guy in a trench coat.
Why the fuck are they wearing trench coats in the first place in a sunny California? Okay?
Trench coat and a neck beard.
Exactly, whatever shit. But yet, they don't find that suspicious at all, whatever.
No, you know what? Today, I was in Kentucky, and I get suspicious when I see, like, guys wearing camouflage outfits in bright light.
Another thing about that is too cute, Mr. Cuban here. I ain't mad at you neither. I'm more mad at society let that become a thing that if a black man wears a hoodie now, that dude is a suspect. You need to watch him or something like that. I'm not mad at Cuban here. I'm mad more society. My thing is though, nigga, what the fuck is crossing the street gonna do? Is that really gonna stop? If the nigga wants to rob you or fucking rape you or whatever he gonna do, that nigga gonna do it. Hey, crossing the street ain't gonna do a goddamn thing, okay? Oh shit, there's some suspect. I'm just gonna cross this street right here. He won't bother me then if I cross the street. You know what I'm saying? You stupid fuck. Am I right though?
Hey, you're making points. You're making points.
If you cross the street, if you see a black man in a hoodie, he ain't bothering you, but you see him point at you or something like that, and you just, I'll just cross the street. Do you think he gonna look at the street and go, I ain't even gonna fuck with you now. You know what I'm saying? Not even gonna fuck.
He crossed that imaginary line. I can't cross it.
To be fair, the man also did say if he saw a white guy, bald head, tattoos everywhere, that he would walk back to the other side of the street.
When the fuck have you ever seen that?
Benefit of the doubt.
You see but more you know, Latin he's right. than that. I mean, white people. So that's how you know this nigga ain't never been in this position before. So.
Well, the thing is, we as people, we are going to prejudge. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to prejudge somebody. If you see a little old lady, you're not going to go across the street if you see a little old lady. But if you see a person who looks like they can probably take you, then you're probably going to judge them. You know, now if it's black or white, whatever you're going to put, it's just part of the human, you know, it's just part of our mindset. Mm-hmm. So we're going to judge something. It's up to us to either challenge our judge, challenge it, mm-hmm. or... to, you know, just say, like, oh, I'm about to be you know, I wanted to cross the street early.
That's the smartest thing you've ever said.
Yeah, DJ, man. Nice, man. You're round of applause for that one. Nice.
I never cross the street because, once again, I don't know if it's the growing up in Compton thing or whatever and shit, and that you didn't want to look like a bitch. Something like that, whatever. When you cross the street in our neighborhood, that was prime said that you need to get your ass whooped in. So I don't know.
You asked for it.
Yeah, exactly. You already trying to avoid trouble, so it makes it look suspicious even more. Whatever. So maybe I just had a thing, but even when I see it now, I just don't cross the street, whatever, because I have a suspicion. I'm a paranoid person or whatever, but I don't judge motherfuckers just because of what they wear. Gang, I remember growing up out here, you couldn't wear red or whatever, something like that, because that's a Crip neighborhood, wherever you can't wear blood, but I'm gonna tell you this right now, niggas don't buy my fucking clothes. I wear whatever the fuck I wanna wear. And if I feel like wearing a fucking hoodie, Mark Cuban, I'm gonna wear that fucking hoodie, and you better treat me with some goddamn respect if I slap the goddamn cigar out your mouth. Shit.
Damn.
I'm a little insulted by that. Sorry. I wore a hoodie that whole goddamn week. He said that shit too.
And then we're going to hear that music in the background at P1 Funeral.
we had this talk last week. Let me break it down to you. In the projects, billionaire Dr. Dre wore a fucking hoodie. Millionaire Ice Cube wore a hoodie. Serena and Venus, bitch is still wearing hoodies. Millionaire. Mark Cuban wore a trench coat. I should be worried about that nigga. Mm. White man wearing a trench coat doesn't seem to fit well these days, but yeah, that's not a stereotype yet. I don't get that. So.
I think it is in certain circles, but
to niggas, yes. I can't wait for the billionaire black club to start so they can start talking about this shit so I can get up there or whatever. So. Fuck you, Mark Cuban. Anyway, Ollie, she says, I just downloaded the new Michael Jackson album and absolutely loved it. Are there any upcoming albums or artists you guys looking forward to this year?
I'm looking forward to Lupe Fiasco's new album, Tattoo on Youth.
Likewise. I'm also looking forward to LaRouche albums.
Okay.
And I heard someone was telling me the other day Coldplay's out new album that just came out. It's pretty good. I heard the Michael one's really good, too. I saw the video with the hologram and shit. I was like, damn, that looks pretty fucking impressive. Yeah, we should have a plane that weighed 300,000 pounds. Huh? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that new thing he has out sounds pretty good. So, check that album out.
I think Lana Del Rey has a new album coming. I'm interested in that one as well.
Okay.
See what that one comes out. There was another album, too, I can't remember what it was. CJ, how about you, since you don't listen to music?
Yeah, I was just about to say, I don't really listen to music, so I'm not expecting anything coming out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Porn, that's what I look forward to.
That same stock.
Are you on my laptop? Get off my laptop.
I told you I hacked your shit, bro.
Stop hacking my shit.
I know your IP address. Anyway, yeah, you should be working with the nigga with the laptop in 2014, not the nigga with the hoodie. Anyway. You should be worried about that kid with that camera that's filming YouTube videos about taking people out. How about that?
Yeah. When I see a kid filming, I go across the stream.
Thank you, shit. And that's barely a fucking stereo. Whatever. Fuck that dude. Anyway, Kira, she says, I got a personal question. I haven't spoken to my parents in over 7 years. God damn. Because I got married at a young age, 18 to be exact, behind their back.
God damn.
They, so did CJ. But he got down with God and fixed his relationship with his parents up. So,
I got my little illegitimate baby out there. Yep.
They neglected me and kind of pushed me off to the side, but I recently got an invite to a party they're hosting. Do you guys think I should go, or do you think that this is a setup to humiliate me in some more?
I don't know how your parents are, and I don't know if they're going to try to humiliate. Most parents aren't that bright to try to humiliate somebody, so I don't know. Have they humiliated you before? If they haven't done that, then just... Yeah.
I would stay in contact with them before the party or whatever the event you guys are having. Again, just like try to catch up with them, see where they're coming from. And you could probably get a vibe of like, are they fucking with me or are they not or whatever. If they sound sincere, you'll be able to know. But that's the only.
Maybe they miss you.
Yeah, man, you know what? That's another thing, too. Some parents, when they realize they fucked up or whatever, and when they get older, they'd be like, shit, we need somebody to take care of us.
I know. Maybe your parents can't wipe their ass like they used to, and then they need to start becoming good friends with you so you can wipe their ass for them.
Yeah, start turning to John Lithgow on Planet of the Apes.
Oh, speaking of Planet of the Apes, do you guys see that trailer?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It just shows the human being dicks again. I'm like, God damn it, people. Don't we ever learn?
Hell no, we don't learn. Too fucking stupid.
Love that joke.
But she haven't talked to him for 7 years. So what? Anyway,
7 years.
7 years plus 18 or 7 years before 18?
No, at 18, I guess.
Yeah.
So
how old is she now?
My age.
20? Oh, God. Yeah, they miss you.
That's a long time.
Hell yeah, it's a long time.
What kind of marriage was this?
Shit, I don't know, Carrie. You need to explain. It was you, nigga. That's what it was.
I know she was trying to have like a Star Wars Episode One marriage, and the kid parents were like, I'm not going to that.
I thought she was going to say, yeah, she married me and lost her memory as well, like I did. So she forgot about her parents. That's all it was, whatever.
Hey, you know what? She'd be the perfect wife for me. I want to marry a girl who got no family, like an orphan, straight up orphan.
Technically, she had a family, but according to this message, they neglected her and pushed her away. So, yeah.
That's the best type. That's the best ones right there. There you go. All right.
So, I don't know. Maybe you should just go check it out. See, I mean, it all depends on your state of mind, too. If you're in a state of mind, it's like, you're in that band where you say, yeah, or you're in that mind where you really miss them.
I like what P1 said, though. You know, you said, just give them a call for, you know, just give them a call. Do that whole fake thing of like, hey, what should I bring? And then you can get a chance to talk with them.
It's almost like think of it as like a kind of like your first day or whatever and shit. Don't get too excited about it so you don't set yourself up for failure.
Yeah. Hey, man, worst come to worst. It's only you've been doing okay over the 7 years, so if they do fuck with you, then that's it. Fuck them. Move on.
Yeah. After your question here, you write better than half the niggas that write on here, so, you know, just, so that's a good one as well. You know what you should do, too, Kira? You should buy you the best-looking fucking outfit ever on them and show them how fucking fabulous you looking up in this bitch and be like, look what you fucking missed out on.
She's trying to get her parents to love her, not fuck her.
Yeah, right. You be looking so goddamn good, your dad be like, damn, I created that?
And I see what 7 years did to this body. Oh.
Steve, he says, hey, Cody, you seem to be a natural for a newcomer. What is your favorite podcast to do between the darkness, movie spoilers, or the darkness at the movies?
Well, thank you, Steve. let's see. The darkness, usually when I end those podcasts, I want to commit suicide, so I can't say that. Movie spoilers.
Commit suicide. We help you.
I know, right? Don't be writing these manifests already, Cody. Yeah. You're not going nowhere.
Just ask for assistance. That's what we're here for. That's why we call ourselves the Darkness Brothers.
Assistance from the Darkness Brothers.
We're like the Warner Brothers, but the Darkness Brothers.
Say, hey, we'll help. We'll set the rope up for you if you like.
Oh, you bastards are funny.
If you want to set it up and I'll knock you down.
No better way to kill yourself than hang yourself, nigga.
Yeah.
Movie spoilers, I have a ton of fun doing those. Same thing with Dragons at the Movies. I have a ton of fun doing those. I don't know. I guess it's between movie spoilers and Darkness at the Movies. I can't really choose between those two. I don't. So
you pick the darkness.
Fuck it. No. Not the darkness. I just choose Darkness at the Movies.
I wonder why you feel that way. I would never know.
Yeah. The world will never know.
Oh, you know what? That was a lot of fun recording in person.
It really was. It really was.
That's a lot fucking better. How about you, CJ? What's your favorite thing, the darkness or the darkness at the movies? Apparently the darkness, because you ain't never around for the darkness at the movies, huh?
Good point. Oh, another thing why I like darkness at the movies so much is CJ not being able to get the fucking rating correct.
I'll get it right one day.
That shit, it always gives me a laugh, so yes.
That shit does give me a laugh. Whenever we end one of them darkness at the movies, that shit just like, I say, CJ, what do you think? Two laser beams to the asshole. You know, what? What was that last rating he gave on the Justice League War? Man, it's like, CJ, that sounds like you liked the movie.
I think I gave it like a fuck you for watching it or something. Watch it and a fuck you.
Oh my God, whatever. All right, so, oh shit, Woman of Steel.
See what shit I was talking about?
Here we go.
I know you should love this podcast because you found your woman now. You got her.
Hey, CJ, my girlfriend was trying to tell him about him, matter of fact. We're trying to look for the right woman for Cody right now.
We found her. Yeah, we found it.
Hilarious.
So she says, actually, that wedding idea sounds superb. Oh, how about it, Cody? A Superman wedding.
How about fuck no? How about that?
She says, I don't live in L.A., P1, but I do work for the airline, so getting to L.A. is easy.
Oh, ooh, so she really do fly.
She says, we can go see Batman versus Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, Cody, because me and you both know Man of Steel's gonna kick his ass.
Man, that'd be a perfect honeymoon date.
Cody, so you feel that way? You think the Batman's gonna get his ass beat by a fucking pretty boy, little schoolboy, whatever the motherfucker wants to be, whatever? Snap your neck. Well, he did snap neck, so never mind.
Snapping necks.
But you know what? They're going with the older Batman. And if anybody remembers from The Dark Knight Returns, he didn't give a fuck neither. So he was snapping necks as well. Because remember, he snapped Joker's... Well, hey, Joker snapped his own neck, so never mind.
Yeah.
But even the Joker looked at him and said, what the hell is wrong with you? So you know what? We got two people that don't give a fuck. He threw them batarangs in his eyes.
Yeah, he did. He threw batarangs in his eyes, and he was just trying to suffocate him to pass out.
Remember, he spit on him, too, after he set his ass on fire?
Yeah, that was fucking fed up, dude. Going to this shit for like 30 years.
He's doing a hell of a lot.
He said, I'm tired of this shit. Yeah. I like when Joker grabs that kid and holds a gun to him, and then, like, you know, usually Batman had to say, but he just threw some batarangs at his ass. He's like, what the hell is wrong with you? People talking about Superman got the advantage. I don't see no advantage in this one. I see an even playing field. So Cody, you really think that? I mean, I can't believe you would go behind my back, dude. And
come on, P1. We knew where his alliance stand since the first episode of this.
Man, I love how Woman is still is speaking for me again. I just love him
because she's your wife. That what wives do.
Definitely that gives me more joy in this world than people fucking speaking for me. Thank you, Woman is still.
Cody, when you get married, this is what happened. All right, I'm trying to help your marriage.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. You know, this broke my heart, Cody. I really thought you was on my side with Batman. I thought we was going to cheer for Batman to beat the shit out of Superman. I thought me and you was going, man, we're going to sit on opposite seats now or whatever. Shit, you know, you sit over there with your little Man of Steel shirt on. I sit over there with my Batman shirt on. Damn.
Where,
that,
Where are my pills at?
CJ, hold me. I'm about to cry right now.
It's okay. It's a, you know, he can be solidarity with his wife.
About to cry.
And then yeah. It's cool.
Broke my heart. That's why. I can't believe. I thought me and you was pro Batman. Apparently, according to your wife here, you're a trading ass nigga. So. Yeah,
I know. Look, even that profile, Batman even looking sad right now.
I'm about to say, you know what? They Mark Cuban, I take my fuck you back. Whatever. You're talking about you can't trust people with hoodies? You can't trust niggas that say they like Batman, apparently, or whatever, because they don't like him, really. They like Superman.
Yeah, I know. When they girls come on, send emails on a podcast corrupting their minds, of our poor Cody.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I mean, I'll do it for some pussy, too, you know.
Okay, this is what this is all about. Okay.
Man, I wonder if that pussy is like steel though. Cody, you gotta share that pussy, man. I wanna know about it. Like tell us the story. Is it really like made out of steel or what?
Tell her to fly down here and I got my kryptonite condoms.
That shit probably like tightens up like real metal.
I don't want that deal.
I might chop your dick off, Cody. Oh, but you are the man of steel, so never mind. That'd work for you.
Wow. Wow. Are there any links to this story will not go?
Hey, me and Cody, I mean, me and CJ, are we invited to the wedding, by the way?
Hey, you know we are.
Yep.
We already got our Zod outfits.
I was going to not comment on this shit anymore. I'm going to let y'all talk.
I'm just saying, like, you know, P1 going to be Zod. I'm going to be the big guy, the big Zod.
Oh, yeah, and we can get Amethyst Chaos. You can be the chick or whatever and shit.
Yeah.
And we can in there or whatever shit. We get Wayne to be Jor-El.
We can fly around on some little penis-shaped spaceships.
We can get Luke and Adalia be Jonathan Kent and Martha Kent.
Oh, that, you know, I can totally see Luke doing that. Cody was like, what are we supposed to do? Should I let the kid die? Bloody yeah.
Luke would be like, yeah, well, yeah, shit. And then Luke can go back for Misty when Misty's trapped in the car.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Even though Misty would be like, he'd be like, all right, Misty, save me. And she'd be like, oh, fuck you. But only thing that's different is Luke ain't going to just stand there. He's going to be like, Cody, get your ass out here and save me now.
Oi, mate, save me here. Save me from this toxic tornado.
Luke going to be hollering over there like, save me, mate. Wayne gonna come back every now and then because that nigga been sleeping through the whole movie. He gonna be like, "Oh, your real mother, she was a cunt. She didn't want to make a hologram of herself. She didn't want to make a real hologram of herself. Only I cared about you. That's why I told the villain where to find you."
Yeah, he was too busy passed out watching all his He-Man commercials. Yeah.
He was like, "Damn, this is what I missed when I was dead, huh?" Some good shit. This is the long guy. It's really action-packed, right?
Man, this Rocky is inspiring.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Let me check up on my son real quick. let's see. Andrew, he says, looks like it's happening, guys. But how do you guys feel about the Gambit spinoff with Channing Tatum and the original cast returning for X-Men Apocalypse? This just seems to break all the problems fixed in Days of Future Past by bringing the old thing back. Thank you, Cody. Yeah, fixed. Are they going to continue the time traveling idea or what? This just sounds messy.
What I think is going to happen with that, I think the original cast is going to be primarily there for bookends. Because if you remember, Wolverine he missed out on the past 50 years in the alternate timeline. So I'm just assuming it's going to pick up from that, and Professor X is going to fill him in on the story.
I ain't going to lie, nigga. You just lost me. I'm like, what the fuck?
Is that what he was saying? He's saying that it's going to be just one of those, like, past stories.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I know what he's talking about. I'm speaking as a general audience. They're going to be like, what the fuck?
They don't get it. They wouldn't care at this point. You know what? They could just say that it didn't happen, or it did happen, but this happened while you were sleeping. Like, this is in a time of peace. Everything that you're seeing now is peaceful, but let me tell you this fucked up thing.
Then we just know they won then. I mean, we already know the superheroes always win at the end at the same time, but now it's just predictable that they won. I like a little suspense and intensity in there or whatever. Something. But they're going to have to amp up. If they do that, they're going to have to amp up the acting and the storytelling by 20 times better than.
But you know what? Now, if they replace Storm with somebody else, that'd be cool.
That ain't going to happen.
They can replace.
Oh, I, actually, I think one of the things is they're going to have a young Cyclops, Jean, and Storm in there. I think that's one of the things that we're primarily talking about.
They probably just going to fucking make up on them and be like, yeah, they are younger. You know, I'm saying, yeah, they are younger. Look at them. They don't have wrinkles no more. Holly Berry's showing cleavage now. You know, she's the whore Storm now. You know, they probably do some stupid
shit. The whore Storm.
Like as far as Gambit goes, spinoff, I... fuck that spinoff. I don't want to see that shit.
What else can you say about it, man? It's some old bullshit through and through.
That is some bullshit. I heard there's a rumor, like, since, you know, the whole thing with... Because I blew Cody's mind on some Hugh Jackman news or whatever and shit. They're saying that it's not that Hugh Jackman... probably not going to want to do this. It's probably gonna, he's not going to be able to do these films anymore. So they wanted to replace him with another bigger actor and give them their own spinoff. I called bullshit on that with Channing Tatum. I was like, this is going to throw him in a movie. But now since his fucking spinoffs are greenlit, I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. you got to be fucking kidding. When did Channing Tatum become the big starch and star we know now?
Channing Tatum.
God damn. When we come to a point in this life when that happened, yeah. Lord.
Yeah, fuck, man. Fuck.
I don't want to see that. I'm sorry. That story probably can be good as fuck, but that nigga cannot act, okay? I don't give a shit what it is. He just can't act. He's done plenty of different genres of films.
Yeah.
He sucks in all of them.
Thank you.
Except for 22 Jump Street. And why did he fit that?
He was a dumbass.
Just as he looks.
He's a brute.
Mouth be wide open and shit. Look like he's trying to be wide open. Got this blank stare on his face and shit. Just like, nigga, do you even know where you at right now? I would have been happier if they would have said Zac Efron or some shit like that. I'd be like, well, at least I know he can emote something or whatever or do something differently. I'm not looking forward to that at all. Whatever. Like, what a way to knock you down, X-Men. You know, first Days of Future Past, now this news.
Yeah. You know, just, yeah, fuck you, Fox. Fuck you, Bryan Singer.
Yeah, fuck you, CJ, for liking it.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, fuck you, CJ, anyway. But yeah, especially.
I can't wait to re-record this. Son of a bitch.
Hey, I got a question for you. Adriana, she says, CJ, you don't watch True Detective? What shows are you into watching then that isn't anime related? Not a goddamn thing, brother.
Man, I feel like these people starting to know me a little bit too well. I need to mix it up some. Sure, I'll go and watch True Detective right now. I know how to find it. I have HBO Go.
Okay, so what shows are you into watching that isn't anime related then, nigga? Damn.
Right now? Oh, shit, I don't even know, man.
Born.
What did you call that show? That show that just came on Cartoon Network. It was called,
Boondocks?
No, oh man, this season of Boondocks is terrible.
I heard that last episode was god awful.
This whole season been terrible.
I haven't watched any of them except the first two, so I can't speak. But I heard that last episode was god awful.
I've been saying I've watched every episode but this last one. And if the last one is terrible, they all been terrible.
So this is not really first nuts. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's getting worse the longer it goes on.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So the Boondocks actually just stayed dead. But Rick and Morty, I enjoyed that show, Rick and Morty. I think like the funniest little sci-fi show I've seen. And they had 9 episodes. Other than that, it's really nothing I'm looking forward to watching. I'm watching Watch Dogs, the video game, right now.
Yeah, that ain't a TV show. What the fuck?
Yeah, it can be. It can be.
What do you want? People, I got a request. Please keep asking CJ questions or whatever. Because whenever you ask him a question, this motherfucker goes way off. Like, we ask him what TV show. This nigga say, I was watching Watch Dogs. What the fuck? When did that become a TV show now? I was gonna say I'm watching that RZA show, gang related.
Gang related, no.
We gonna watch that motherfucker. We gonna review that motherfucker.
Oh God,
Jesus Christ!
There you go, people. We're gonna watch a gang related.
I ain't making any fucking promises. Fuck that.
I watch one episode and that's it.
What we got? Last question.
Oh, no, 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 no. You know what? I take it back. There are two shows on ABC that I saw a trailer for on YouTube. One show is called Blackish, and the other show is called Fresh Off the Boat.
Man, it's just some trailers, man.
And they try to say The Darkness is a fucked up title. Okay, what
the? I know, right? And I swear to God, I thought it was some type of parody. I swear it was a parody show. But it's not. It's a real show. Fresh Off the Boat is about some Asian people that came from D.C. that lived in Florida or California. They got a restaurant, and it's just about them being Asian. And then the other one is The Blackish. It has a guy, what's his name, Anthony Anderson, yeah. They got Anthony Anderson, him and the girl from Girlfriends, they in the suburbs, and he's upset that his kids aren't being black enough for him. So,
oh, my God.
So he wanted his kids to be more black.
Anderson, I already knew this was some bullshit then.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I swear, ABC is just, like, stretching it. They're like, look, we're going to see how far we can push this race episode. I mean, if it get canceled, hey. It got canceled. Nobody remembers stuff get canceled.
You should have went NBC?
No, it's ABC, man. Okay. They both on ABC.
Okay, I will watch this motherfucker and give it the harshest rating criticism I can then.
Oh, my God. Blackish and Fresh Off the Boat.
When the fuck is Darkness going to get signed with ABC now?
I know, right?
You know?
Bullshit like that.
Jesus.
Shit, that's like the Edgar Wright trilogy right there. So, you know, you can do it. Blackish, Fresh Off the Boat in the Darkness.
Instead of the Cornetto trilogy, it'd be the Rocky Road trilogy.
Yeah, exactly. The nigga trilogy. You throw that Nas nigga album in there, and we got a soundtrack and everything, too. So. Niggas! N-I-G, G-E-R, it's the nigger family. They don't know what darkies can be, but it's the nigger family. They are the niggas that you trust.
Except for CJ.
But they are the niggas that you trust. N-I-G-G-A-R, it's the nigger family. With Cody, P1, CJ. Niggas! Look at that, ABC got even a little theme song for you and everything.
I know. Just pay us $1 million a piece and we're good.
Say, you pay me $1,000, I'll do this shit. Could be on TV for just saying some black racist shit. Oh, shit, that's easy. Oh, shit. I'll tell you what, Terrence, you pay me $500,000, I'll do that Django Part 2 for you. And I perform just like Tyrese did in his acting.
Oh, shit.
Last question we got here is from Holly. She says, I shouldn't say since I still work there or will work here, but my job pisses me off sometimes. What's the worst job you guys ever worked, and what was the most irritating thing about it?
For me, it's probably a few years ago at Macy's. Most of the managers, a few of the coworkers too, kind of dickish. And so it was only a seasonal thing, so I was only there for a couple months. But even then, you know, they'd still bring some people on even after the season. I wasn't one of the people, so I was like, man, fuck y'all. So I literally walked out the fucking store with my middle finger to the ceiling. Literally.
Fuck y'all. So you was around there around the holiday time?
Yeah, it was holiday, yep.
Oh, that must have been a pain in the ass. I don't envy anyone that works in them stores around holiday time.
Oh, my God, dude. It was fucking hellish.
Yeah. Damn, that's a funny-ass story, actually. What about you, CJ?
For me, I used to be a manager at my school cafeteria. And it was a historically black college, being a manager there. So I just had nothing but crazy ass people trying to sneak in on Fried Chicken Wednesdays. And Fried Chicken Wednesday was just so stereotypical, it wasn't even funny. We had lines all the way out the door.
Mm-hmm.
We had, it was just terrible that day.
Damn. I would. Yeah. I guess that was my black ass doing that fried chicken. we should get this show on a college show. That works out. Mine was, I want to say when I first, when me and Lena first started Movie Spoilers, where I was working at this law firm, and I'm going to go ahead and say names because fuck that place, and I don't work there no more. So and plus, I got more money than all the motherfuckers now, so I can go ahead and talk as much shit as I want to. So, like I said, got Mike, you talk shit. fuck that firm or whatever. That firm was the most bullshit-ass fucking place I've ever seen with that cockeyed fucking administrator that was there. That fat bitch looked like Rosie O'Donnell.
Damn.
That, okay, let me break down one bit. One bitch here, this old-ass black bitch, looking like Whoopi Goldberg's twin sister or something like that. This bitch got the nerve on my first day to tell me, you gonna respect me just because I'm older than you. I remember I looked at her and said, I don't know if you noticed, but it's the 21st century, bitch. If you gonna come talk to me like that, you ain't gonna get no respect forever. So you come at me respect, you gonna get respect. And she's like, I'm already gonna see you, I ain't gonna like you. And I was like, well, then you can go fuck yourself then. So that's how our relationship was, whatever. If you try to talk to this woman, you couldn't tell her anything because you know why? You're younger than her. So if you're younger than her, and if you try to tell her anything, you can tell her the sky is blue or whatever. She'll tell you, nah, it's red. And she'll never listen to you because you're younger than her. So that's already the part of smart right there. We had this other cockeyed-ass human resource chick there or whatever. This bony bitch, I swear to God. Oh, my God. This bitch didn't do a goddamn thing. She just sat up there eating fucking bonbons all goddamn day wearing her ugly-ass yellow sundresses and shit, thinking she the hottest shit up in this bitch or whatever and shit. And everybody knows she was sucking dick in the stairway, so it doesn't matter anyway or whatever. my boss at the time, goddamn that bitch stank. Thank you, bitch. I mean, fuck, dude, shit. She looked like goddamn, what's that motherfucker? She looked like Toad from X-Men. Face was all looking like goddamn pupiled out and shit like that. She had hair growing through the motherfucker or whatever. You can't tell her whether to line that shit up or trim it off or whatever. You know, it was looking pretty purdy one day or whatever when she did line it up or whatever. But, you know, why you just didn't shave it off, bitch? You gonna line it up, shave it off. Wear her fucking holy-ass pants we were talking about. This is a new style, hipster wear or whatever. Like, bitch, you gonna knock that hipster shit off, bitch. You gonna knock that off. You from the ghetto. Stop trying to act like you from Morris County. Where else do I go? Oh, yeah. We got this motherfucker. What's his name? Bob. Motherfucker mumbles every word he got to say or whatever. You can't understand a goddamn thing he says. So whenever you try to get a story out of him, you just look at him and like, oh, what's wrong? Like, nigga, what the fuck did you just say? And when you get up in his ass, he'll say something. The receptionist? Don't even get me started with this homosexual bitch right here or whatever. Fuck this bitch, okay? Oh, she looked like goddamn mushroom from Mario or whatever and shit. Her fucking head was all like poofing out of her. She sprayed that Soul Glow shit on there. You gotta smell that shit for all the goddamn block or whatever. And don't even get me started on the bitches that couldn't speak English up in this motherfucker. God damn, I don't know how we got clients up in this bitch. That accounting team couldn't count. How the fuck you become an accountant and you don't even can't count? That don't even make any damn sense. We had this fat bitch that worked in docking or whatever. She's constantly eating and feeding that poor little dog all that goddamn food. I felt sorry for the dog more than I felt sorry as I did for her. We got this little, they had this little snitch bitch up there. What was his name? His name was Adam. Couldn't stand this little midget ass nigga. I mean, CJ, you probably couldn't stand him anyway because you didn't like The Hobbit. So, you know, this motherfucker was looking like he was from Mordor half the time and shit like that or whatever. So, and Jane. Don't even get me started on this old Crypt Keeper looking bitch. God damn, every time I saw her, bitch, will you at least brush your fucking head? You in a professional business. Brush your fucking head, you nappy-headed hoe. That is all.
Well, there you go, people. P1's life story.
There you go.
Harriet, man, bitch. Get some goddamn hair dye and dye, put a fucking something in that bald spot of yours. Don't nobody want to see that shit. The only 60-year-old woman I know trying to get breast implants talking about black guys like me. No, bitch, no, we don't. No, we don't. Not at all. I couldn't wait to get up out of that motherfucker or whatever when I was getting paid up in that bitch. I said, get the fuck up out of this firm or whatever. And I pissed on that bitch car after I left, too.
Wow, okay. All right, then.
Hated that job, Holly, so I understand exactly where you're coming from. But they paid nicely, so, you know, it's just... And now I work in creative fields.
Well, darkness, people. Goddamn.
Darkness, baby. That old bald-headed ass bitch arcing up in there and shit. Getting standing. Oh, no, oh, my God. I forgot about. Oh. Yeah, so y'all know they're making a live-action 101 Dalmatians, but they're doing a reboot of that, right? You know, just okay, doing the whole bringing back their villains and shit like that, you know, with Maleficent coming out and shit like that.
Yeah.
We had the walking Cruella de Vil at this bitch or whatever. And then she thought she got all bold, and she started fucking one of the attorneys there or whatever and shit, so she started wearing the sluttiest outfits I've ever seen or whatever. Now, normally, horny P1 would like that or whatever, but, bitch, when you look like Cruella de Vil, you look like Cruella de Vil or whatever and shit. Comb your fucking head. Look like goddamn spiderwebs having congregation meetings up there and shit like that or whatever and shit. She looked like John Witherspoon on a Cruella de Vil day.
Wow.
Yeah, so... I hated that place.
Couldn't tell.
Really? Right? I know.
Couldn't tell.
Tell us how you really feel next time.
You really don't understand how bad it is to work when your boss stank, okay? You be like, damn, bitch, give her a bar of soap or something like that, please, or whatever and shit. I mean, normally I'm giving a dollar out to the homeless, but I think I'm going to take this dollar and buy you some zest. Get your ass fully cleaned or something.
All right, well, that's the doctor.
Okay, then, people. Shit.
Man, that's a good drink right there. Where are we? Oh, yeah, that's the last question, people. So, yeah, that was the darkness, then.
The darkness.
Darkness is hated right now. By the way, dude, did I tell you that I love my job now because I can talk as much shit as I like now?
Yes, people. So, yeah, thank you again for listening to The Darkness.
Hopefully CJ will be on time next week.
Hopefully. We can only pray. Wish.
I've learned that we can only pray now with you. So.
Yeah.
We got to get religious with your ass. So, you know.
Oh, yes, people. Thank you. And continue to listen to The Darkness and the MovieSpoilers.com podcast and the Not Worth the Kick in the Ass podcast and everything else. And make sure you get your tickets for the summers. I think this week your site is promoting what, Maleficent?
Maleficent and How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Oh, yeah, that come out this week?
No, that comes out June 13th.
Oh, God damn it. Now I got to go see Maleficent and the Surf for the One Boob.
Yeah, but if you buy a ticket on MovieSportsPodcast.com of How to Train Your Dragon 2, you get a free movie download of the first one, and if you buy a ticket from Maleficent, you get the soundtrack. So,
I want to get Angelina Jolie left, you know, missing cancer boob.
Wow.
It's one of them. That's what turned her evil.
I was telling Cody, shit, I want to fucking fuck her cheekbones or something like that, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, those cheekbones are so thin. Put my beer on there. This shit's a coaster.
That's hot shit. You can drink a beer off that bitch and fuck her cheekbones. Okay. Damn, you a lucky nigga, Brad Pitt. Oh, I can be. He got to free the slave and fuck Maleficent? Goddamn, dude. How the hell we get into another topic? We're ending this show. Yeah,
thank you, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Later, bastards.
Good night, people.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody. Darkness.